episode number 107 of Backquote. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Vicky Pearson. How is everyone doing? Let's get to it with today's topic, Natsuhiro High School, Seishin Hakusho. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha. Okay, let's get to it. Seishin Hakusho was officially introduced on March 1, 2014 at Natsume High School in Tokyo, Japan. Seishin Hakusho is founded as a new high school in Japan, the first of its kind. Players will be able to purchase and sell these items in a variety of different ways, such as in the form of items, accessories, and items from the game store. I actually had a lot of fun riding my bike and just seeing what the island had to offer, but once I got on my bike and started riding as if my life depended on it. It was easy. I could only watch a policeman breathing directly into my throat in a few moments from a small moment in the background. A neighbor testified that he had passed by after noticing that my clothes were covered in blood. I have no doubt that this area has the potential to be interesting to explore, and as it is a school town, the mountains and beaches are particularly lively. Building an open world on a micro budget is never a great idea, but it is not a great game, so my theory is that Suda is exploiting an ultimately useless open world, as is the case with all the major Western blockbusters that are currently trending. It is also worth looking at the cultural context of the game before assuming that it is there to corrupt our moral sensibilities and turn us into creepy people walking around and pulling up girls' skirts. Without delving too deeply into the subject, this is the first time a Japanese title has reached the Western coast, and there is no guarantee that the Titanic will make it all the way to North America. Now, of course, there are other issues beyond the game's events and morality that are worth discussing in relation to this game. If you can't read Japanese, however, I would be looking at what you miss if the core mechanics of the game remains the challenge of underwear photography. Even if you don't need to understand Japanese to play it, the items purchased here may not be absolutely necessary during the playthrough, but they are useful nonetheless. With such items you can identify unknown objects by asking for valuations in antique shops. You will get into a pub brawl to prove that the blood your neighbor sees is not that of the victim. Every time the court finds you striking while shaving, cut off your hair to cover your clothes with blood so they can see later. The dish torments you with even more questions, and every time you shave, they find you striking. While these options can lead to multiple default endings, the game considers each path to be worse than the one in front of you, with hidden ones, ensuring that each playthrough will be different. The lawyer is asked to comment on your decisions and to discourage you from acting in a manner that could prove harmful in the eyes of the court. For example, it's part of the fun to kill a hooker in Grand Theft Auto to escape the police, but not always. If you aim for a slip shot while crawling across the ground of a city, a police alert is inevitable. For example, if you were targeting a slip while crawling across the floor in a city, or shooting a woman in the street with a pair of pants, police notifications are inevitable, even if they are not as bad as the ones you are targeting. The warning device fills up quickly when you get full on the way, and closer the girl forgets to sound the alarm, the faster the warning device fills up for her. The police will chase you around and arrest you as you leave town, or persecute you for a perverted act. If you catch a girl looking in her crotch, she will welcome that, but you get caught on the school grounds and then you get called to the headmaster and suspended because you are a sneaky animal. If you commit one of these perverted acts, you will also be prosecuted by the police. So, Mo Chronicle, I have to say that a feminist critique of this game would be absolutely justified, but also worthy of discussion. Criticizing a work of art for what it is like criticizing something with imagination in Japanese culture, and there are very few who do that. You see, Tamara took the time to give each girl her own taste in underwear, without bothering to do anything to the open world. The world would be empty and boring if the developers had found a reason why my interest in playing lingerie would start and end. But I figured out what it was like to be the socially awkward kid at school. You know, the kind that is endlessly fascinated by girls but struggles to even talk to them, let alone build meaningful relationships with them. This has been Backquote. Episode 107. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.